Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Cities around the world are preparing to ring in the new year with celebrations highlighting local cultures and traditions. One such tradition is the iconic lowering of the crystal-covered ball in New York City's Times Square during the last minute of the outgoing year, which has been televised for more than five decades. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta talks to the show's popular host.
Underwood will perform a medley of her hits just before midnight in New York's Times Square as part of ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special. Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora return as hosts. Seacrest says the crowds in Times Square are calm as they gather. Then the show starts.
They're pretty chill about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of them sit down on their blankets and they take a little bit of a break off their feet. Then you can feel it all amp up. And once we're getting into 8, 9, 10 o'clock, the excitement's crazy.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A handful of South Pacific islands, including Kiribati and Samoa, will be among the first to welcome 2025. A South Korean court issued warrants Tuesday to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol and search his office and residence over his short-lived declaration of martial law. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The Corruption Investigation Office for High-Ranking Officials says that the Seoul Western District Court is investigating whether Yoon's declaration of martial law amounted to rebellion. Yoon's powers have been suspended since the opposition-controlled National Assembly voted to impeach him on December 14th. The Constitutional Court is to determine whether to dismiss Yoon as president or reinstate him. Yoon has ignored repeated requests by investigative authorities to appear for questioning and has not allowed them to search his office.